Amen. The title of the message tonight is, Have You Ever Been in Trouble? Have you ever been in trouble? The Word of God says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Amen.
For our God is a consuming fire. Amen. We've had many troubles in life. Amen. But what about God? Psalms chapter 31, verse 9. King David, he cries out unto the Lord and he says, Have mercy upon me. O Lord, why? For I am in trouble. I tell you, this is why I know that there's a God in heaven. Amen. From the time I was a small boy, from the time my mom taught me my prayers, amen, I knew there was a God. Because any time that Brother Perry was in trouble, any time I had problems with my parents or friends or neighbors, any time a situation come up, the fear come upon me, I cried out for the Lord's help. I cried out for God to spare me, God to help me. Amen. Therefore, I know that God is real.
Amen.
For I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with grief. King David said these words, folks, but you apply them to yourself. Amen. Has your eye not been grieved with troubles? Is your soul not grieved, and even your belly? Amen. Troubles will come upon you. Amen. That even your belly will suffer. You'll lose your appetite. You'll lose your desire to eat.
Amen.
You will despair. Amen. You will grieve, even to the point that Jesus said, My soul does exceedingly grieve. He said that even unto the point of death. Amen. Now, I'll tell you, there's different types of troubles. When Jesus, that night after taking communion with His people, the Passover with His 12 apostles, He went out into the Garden of Gethsemane. You can be seated. Thank you. He went out into the Garden of Gethsemane, and there the Bible says that He began to pray.
Amen.
He began to pray that His sweat was like great drops of blood. Amen. Jesus Christ was in trouble. He had the power of God Almighty to call down 12 legion of angels and to set Himself free. But for our sakes, He endured the cross. He endured the shame of the cross, the suffering of the cross.
Amen.
Because He looked beyond the cross and saw, amen, the reward. He saw the excellency of what was going to be that He'd have a people. But I'm saying that that night He prayed, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass me by. Amen. It's better to be in trouble for God than to be in trouble because you're against God.
Amen.
Amen.
Think of what I'm saying. For my life is spent with grief, and my years are always sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquities, my sins. And my bones are consumed. It's as though a fire burned in me. I was a reproach among all my enemies. My enemies even rebuked me and mocked me and made fun of me. Amen. And isn't it sad enough that your enemies do this, but especially among my own neighbors.
Amen.
And a fear to all my acquaintances. That they did see me, and without they fled from me. When people see that you're in trouble, amen, they don't want to be your friend.
That's right.
When people see that you're in trouble, they don't want to become involved. Amen, they want to walk on the other side of the street.
Amen.
They don't want to sit and come on your side of the street when you're in a gutter and when you've been beaten up and robbed by thieves and laid there to die. Amen. But they're not going to want to soil their hands. They're not going to get involved in other men's troubles. Amen. They want to walk on the other side.
Amen.
Amen.
I am forgotten as a dead man. Out of mind. Come to the point that no one wants anything to do with you. You are a leper. Amen. They look upon upon you and they see leprosy. Amen. They see disease.
Amen.
They see contagion. And they don't want to catch what you got.
Right.
And so to them, you are one that don't exist. David said, I am like a broken vessel. We know that when a vessel's made, amen, and when it's made and it's made in perfection, amen, that it is a useful thing, amen. But what happens when it's broke? What happens when it won't hold water? What happens when it won't do anyone any good? The Word of God says you are the salt of the world.
Amen.
But if salt has lost its savor, then it's worthless to just cast that out, that men would tread upon it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. For I have heard the slander of many. When you're down, they'll kick you.
Amen.
They'll gossip against you. Amen. They'll say, surely this man is a sinner.
Amen.
For look the suffering that he suffers.
Yeah.
But if it's better to suffer for doing the will of God, if it be His will, than suffer for doing evil. Fear was on every side, while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life. Amen. Even to the point that they would kill you. But I trusted in Thee, O Lord. Amen. Our hope.
Amen.
If you're in trouble for God, if you're on the Lord's side, you can have your trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Thou art my God. My times are in Thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from them that persecute me. I shall not die one day before the Lord says it's enough. My time is in His hand. Make Thy face, O God, to shine upon Thy servant. Save me for Thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon Thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave.
Amen.
Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is Thy goodness, O God, which Thou hast laid up for them that fear Thee, which Thou hast wrought for them that trust in Thee before the sons of men. Oh my, to be in trouble for God.
Amen.
Is the type of trouble that I want. For if God be for me, who can be against me? I will not fear what man can do unto me.
Amen.
I will not fear him that can kill my body, but that he has no more he can do to me. But I shall fear him that can cast my body and my soul into hell.
Amen.
And that is
Amen.
God Almighty. That's who I will fear. Amen. I will fear before the presence of the Lord. Amen. Lord, Thou shalt hide me in the secret of Thy presence from the pride of men. Thou shalt keep me secretly in Thy pavilion from the strife of tongues. Is God a protector? Is God a keeper? Blessed be the Lord, for He has showed me His marvelous kindness in a strong city. Though all the city may be against me, amen. Though I may be weak, yet I'm strong. God is a strong tower. His people will run into Him and be safe.
Amen.
He is my refuge. For I said in my haste, I'm cut off from before Thine eyes. When I was in trouble, doing the work of the Lord, where was God? In my haste, I said, the Lord has cut me off. I no longer see Him. Nevertheless, Lord, Thou didst hear me, the voice of my supplications, when I cried unto Thee, O love the Lord, all you His saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer.
Amen.
Amen. I say unto you, God will preserve and keep us.
Yes, He will.
But the proud doer's reward is not our reward. The proud doer's reward, amen, is damnation. The Word of God tells me to humble myself before the Lord, and He'll exalt me in due time.
Amen.
But if I have pride and conceit and vanity and puff myself up, the Lord God will abase me.
Preacher.
He will put me down.
Amen.
Be of good courage, and you shall strengthen your heart. In the day of adversity, in the hour of your calamity, you can cry out to God, all ye that hope in the Lord, be courageous. I say to you tonight, Have you ever been in trouble?
Amen.
Now I'm going to speak of a different type of trouble. Not a trouble because you were serving God. Not a trouble because you was doing righteously, walking with the Lord God Almighty. But what about the trouble that comes upon us? Physically in trouble. Sick. Mentally, emotionally in trouble. Depressed. Fearful. How about financially in trouble? Out of a job, in debt, behind on your bills. How many have experienced being in spiritual trouble?
Amen.
Had enough to have physical trouble, mental trouble, emotional trouble, financial trouble, debt trouble. Amen? But God will deliver you out of those. But what if you're in spiritual trouble with God? What if you're out of the will of God? This is serious. What if you're in disobedience to God? Church, get into the will of God and He will deliver you out of all your troubles.
Amen.
The comfort of God's Word. The Bible. The Bible. Nevertheless, Lord, Thou heardest me. God hears His people.
Yes, He does.
But I want to talk to you tonight about a man named Jonah. A man of God, a prophet of God, called of God, sent of God. But Jonah was in serious trouble with God. He was in trouble with God because of his disobedience.
Amen.
God chastises those whom He loves. Jonah was out of the will of God. Jonah found himself in the belly of the whale. Praise the Lord, folks. Good to see you tonight. God bless you. God bless you all. Amen. Amen. Brother, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been in trouble?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Have you ever been in trouble, Josh? Amen. Have you ever been in trouble, amen, with the Lord? Tonight as we were speaking, I took my sermon from Psalms 31 and 9, and it King David cried out, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and even my belly." Amen. David was in trouble. Amen. David was in trouble from enemies around about him. He was in trouble from friends. Amen. The Bible says that he was in trouble and everyone fled from him. No one would be acquainted with him. Even those wanted to devise to take his life. But David put his trust in the Lord God Almighty.
Yeah.
Amen. And he said, "I did say in my haste that I'm cut off. I'm cut off even from before the eyes of God."
Oh,
that's in Psalms 31, verse 22. But then he said, "Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplication when I cried unto thee." Folks, amen. If God is on your side, if God be for us, who can be against
right,
us? I'll not fear what man can do unto me.
Right.
Amen. If you're going to be in trouble, the best kind of trouble, amen, is to be in trouble because you're doing the will of God.
Right. Amen.
And if you're in the will of God and you're doing the will of God, yes, you'll be in trouble.
Amen.
Amen. Because trouble followed the apostles everywhere they went.
Right.
Amen. You do something good for God, He'll stir up the devil. Amen. And you'll have some trouble. You may take a beating.
Yeah.
Amen. You may be scourged. You may be cast into prison. Amen. You may be spoken of as an evildoer.
Right.
And you're doing the will of God. People that hate God don't love you.
That's right.
Amen. Don't be ignorant. Amen. The love of the world is to hate God.
Right.
You can't love God and the world.
That's the truth.
Amen. But how about this? What if you're physically in trouble? Amen. What if you're mentally in trouble?
Right.
Amen. What if you're depressed? What if you have financial troubles?
Right.
What about if you're behind on your bills? Amen. These troubles trouble us all.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
But Jesus Christ is more than able to meet our every need.
Yes, yes He is.
But tonight, amen, I'm going to speak now of another type of trouble. Amen. I say if you're going to be in trouble for God.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. But how many of you have experienced being in spiritual trouble? Spiritually in trouble with God.
Come on,
out of the will of God.
Come on now.
Now this is serious.
Amen. Right.
Church, get in the will of God and He will deliver you out of all your troubles. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Our God is a consuming fire.
Right.
Amen. Yes, our God is love. Hallelujah. But He's a righteous God.
Yes.
And He's a just God, and He loves judgment.
Yes, He does.
But I can only say to you tonight that mercy triumpheth over judgment. And the only way we'll escape God's judgment, amen, is through His mercy.
Right.
Amen. By being obedient, amen, to the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Have you ever been in trouble? Have you ever been in trouble? Hallelujah. I said tonight, amen, it's better to be in trouble doing the will of God and have man against you than to be in trouble with God.
Yes.
Amen. Now we know, amen, if we're in trouble for serving God, amen, God is going to make a way of escape for us.
Yes.
He's going to provide for us.
Amen.
But tonight, folks, as I spoke a moment ago, but has any of you ever been in spiritual trouble with God? Have any of you ever been out of the will of God?
Amen.
Amen. Is the fear of God in you tonight?
Amen.
Yes.
Do you fear God?
Amen.
Our God is a consuming fire.
Amen.
Yes.
I'd rather be purged of my sins.
Amen.
Now, yes, than to burn in the lake of fire for
right.
eternity.
Right.
Yes.
But I want to speak to you tonight about a man named Jonah, a prophet of God, a man of God, called of God, sin of God.
Yes.
Amen. Jonah was in serious trouble with God. He was in trouble with God because of his disobedience.
Right.
Now that's how we're going to get in trouble with God.
Amen.
God chastises those whom He loves.
Yes, He does.
God chastises those whom He loves.
Amen.
That word chastisement means He corrects you.
Right.
And it's something, amen, that hurts. Amen. In our natural, you get chastised. Amen. You take a physical beating.
Right.
Amen. Now the Lord, He'll give you a spiritual
beating. Yes. Amen.
He'll give you a spiritual beating.
Amen.
Amen. God doesn't care what the world says. God doesn't care that trying to pass a law that you can't beat a child under 4 years of age. Amen. For God knows the man who spares the rod hates his own soul.
Right.
Amen. And God knows we must beat those children.
Amen.
We're not talking about abuse.
Right.
Man has changed the vocabulary. We're talking about a man that loves his daughter, loves his son,
right,
and corrects them to save their soul.
Right.
And prepare them for heaven.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Amen. But Jonah was in trouble because Jonah was out of the will of God.
Right.
And Jonah found himself in the belly of a well.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Impossible? All things are possible with God.
Amen.
There's nothing impossible. The Old Testament says a great feast was prepared. Amen. But Jesus Christ said, even as Jonah was in the belly of the well 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the bowels of the earth 3 days and three nights.
Yeah.
If you go to the book of Jonah, we're going to start at chapter 1 and we're going to do some reading. Praise God. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, and that great city, and cry against it. Why? For their wickedness has come up before me. Think of this. God Almighty could destroy Nineveh. Say it. Nineveh. Hallelujah. I think the last time I talked about Nineveh, I couldn't say it. Hallelujah. But God knows. Their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish. Why? From the very presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship there going to Tarshish, and so he paid the fare thereof, and he went down into it to go with them to Tarshish out of the presence of the Lord. Amen. This is a man of God. This is a prophet of God. This man's been called of God,
right,
and apparently he's been used by God before tonight. Amen. Before this scriptures took place. And yet for some purpose, and I know why, amen, later on the verses it tells you why. Jonah said, why bother going down there? God ain't going to do nothing to him anyway.
Yeah.
Amen. And he said, why make the effort? Why make the trip? Why take the persecution?
Right.
Why be ridiculed? Amen. Why go? Because we know God's merciful.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
that's man. An excuse He gave to God.
Yes.
Amen.
That was an excuse He gave to God. Because we know God will destroy sin.
Mm-hmm.
God will destroy.
Yes.
Amen. But the Lord sent a great wind into the sea.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And there was a mighty tempest in the sea. So that the ships were all about to break. Then the mariners, those sailors on that ship, they were afraid. Now these were men that knew not the Lord our God. Amen. That these men worshipped idols, worshipped demonic spirits, devils. But they cried every man unto the God that he knew. Amen. A God that can't hear. A God that can't see. A God that can't feel. A God that can't deliver. But they cried out to these dead gods. And they cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea. Now those sailors made their living by those wares, that merchandise that they took from port to port and sold and made gain. So when you begin to take everything on the ship that has value in money, amen, you start throwing it overboard, amen, you realize your life is worth more than money.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And you'll throw that money and those goods overboard to save your life.
Amen.
But sometimes, folks, when you begin throwing it out, it's too late.
Preach it for a while, brother.
Too late. Amen. You held on to it for a little bit too long. Amen. But the Word of God says that they begin to throw out to keep the ship from being destroyed. Then the mariners were afraid and they cried every man. And they cast forth their wares to make the ship lighter. But Jonah, listen to this. But Jonah had gone down into the sides of the ship. Here was a terrible storm to cause all these mariners to be afraid. And yet Jonah was fast asleep. Fast asleep. Apparently, the waves and the roar and the rock and all, he must not have been a man to get seasick. Amen. But he was asleep. Amen. So the shipmaster came unto Jonah and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? What are you doing down here asleep in the midst of our lives, being ready to be taken from us? And here you are down in the ship. You know, you can't help but see a little similarity that went on the Sea of Galilee,
right,
when the ship was being tossed and it was all afraid for their life. And then when they went and looked for Jesus, he was down in the ship asleep.
Amen.
Amen. But the difference was that when Jesus came up out of there, he said, peace be still.
Right.
And the wind stopped and the waves calmed down and everything was wonderful. But see, Jonah, he wasn't in the will of God. Amen. Jonah wasn't going to get up there and speak to the waves and the wind and to get things straightened up.
Amen.
Amen. Because Jonah was only a messenger. He wasn't the Lord God. And he wasn't in the will of God.
Right.
And if you're not in the will of God, I suppose every storm that comes against you, every trouble that comes against you, you can cry, peace be still, and it ain't going to be still.
Right.
Amen. If you don't have the Prince of Peace, amen, how can you cause anything to have peace?
Right.
Amen. Amen. So once again, you're out of the will of God. Now God hears the prayers of a righteous man.
Yes, he does.
Amen. I already know about that one gentleman that spoke to the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the council, and he began to say he marveled. He said that you don't even know that just Jesus is a righteous man. He said, who's ever heard that a man could open up the blinded eyes? And here he, an unlearned man, began to teach the scholars what is thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And he made a comment that the God does not hear the prayer of the sinner. Amen. But he hears the prayer of the righteous.
Amen.
But I say to you tonight, there are sinners out there who will use that scripture as an excuse never to pray.
Yeah.
Because they'll say, well, I bother. The Bible says God never hears the prayer of a sinner, man. So I don't even bother praying.
Amen.
I say, oh my. Amen. God hears the prayer of repentance.
Yes, he does.
He'll hear the prayer of repentance.
Yes.
That's what he's listening for.
Right, right.
Amen. Once he hears that prayer of repentance, then God's ears are turned and tuned towards you then.
That's right.
Although, yeah, he isn't going to answer the sinner's prayer in more filth and more ungodliness.
Right.
Amen. And he isn't going to hear that sinner's prayer, Lord, get me out of this trouble if you don't say I'm sorry. If you don't ask God to forgive you, if you don't purpose to turn your life around,
right,
if you just want to get out of trouble, to go on and get in more trouble, amen. Tonight, we want to be with God. We don't want to be in trouble.
Right.
Amen. But the shipmaster said unto him, why did thou sleepest? Arise and call upon your God. We're all praying here to every God we know, and every God is somebody else's God. So now how come you don't get up and you pray for your God? If so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. Amen. So you see, everybody will pray. You put them under the right condition, amen, there ain't going to be any atheists. But the fact remains is if you're praying to a God other than our God,
right,
you're praying to the wind.
That's right.
Amen. You're praying to a demonic force that's going to laugh at you. Amen. One that cannot deliver you,
right,
but one that will only deceive you,
amen,
and lead you down the road to hell. Amen. That's his purpose.
Amen.
Verse 7. And they said, everyone to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil has come upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Now, what is that? I looked that up in the Bible down there, and it says that the custom in that day is that they would take, it was some kind of sticks or some kind of dice or some type of something, and they could cast that out, and they was expecting and hoping that God would let that lot fall to the one that was the cause or to get the right answer for something. Amen. I only know, amen, that when Judas left his estate, when Judas went out and hung himself, that Peter said, we're going to pick another man to take his place. Mm-hmm. And when they picked two men, they said, oh, let God choose between them. They cast lots.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right.
Amen. But here it says that they began to cast lots and it fell on Jonah. Amen. See, that was God.
Amen. Yeah.
That could have fell on any man in the boat.
That's right.
But God purposed it to fall on Jonah. And they said unto Jonah, tell us, we pray thee, for what cause is this evil come upon us? Why is this happening to us? Isn't it funny how people that do not know God, do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, yet back in the Old Testament when you read these scriptures, amen, when things happened, they had enough sense to know that this is from a spiritual being. This isn't just natural. This isn't just nature. Now Satan's got the world so intelligent and so, amen, smart that they don't even believe in God. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in the devil.
Right.
They don't believe in the Spirit.
Right.
And therefore, they can't even recognize when the devil's attacking them because they don't believe in
him. Right.
Don't be too smart.
Right.
Amen. Don't be too wise. Amen. Think about what I'm saying. I've marveled in the past when you read the Word of God that even they all knew. Amen. When Jesus walked the earth, the people brought their demonic family to him to cast the devil. But they had sense enough to know that people was demon possessed.
Right.
Today we don't have sense enough to know if someone's demon possessed.
Come on
now. Amen. It's all natural. It's just because they don't discern at all.
Right.
Amen. And see, you see, we become wiser in the natural over the years. And we become more and more ignorant of the spiritual.
Right.
They may say Jesus and the Word of God says in the last days that men's knowledge will increase.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, their natural knowledge will increase. But their spiritual knowledge has just went to zip.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen. And think about that. Not even to know who your enemy is. The Bible says don't be ignorant of Satan. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices.
Right.
Amen. If you don't believe in him, how can you not be ignorant of his devices?
Right.
Amen. How can you submit yourself unto God and flee the devil if you don't believe in him?
Right.
Amen. Not giving him any glory, but the fact is, we got to be wise.
Yes.
We got to understand. Amen. Jesus Christ told him who he was.
Yes.
Jesus Christ rebuked him.
Yes.
Amen. He didn't say, I don't believe in you.
Right.
Get behind me, Satan. Amen. Get behind me, devil. Hallelujah. And that fell upon Lot, or upon Jonah. And they said unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for what cause? And what country are you from? What's your occupation? And what people are you of? And Jonah said unto them, I'm a Hebrew. Hebrews weren't even like back then, folks. Of all the people of the earth, those people have never been like. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which have made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, why hast thou done this? Let me tell you something. When you believe in every God, you're a superstitious man.
Yeah.
And when you're a superstitious man, you're afraid of everything.
Yeah.
Amen. So when Jonah said, the God that I serve is the great God that created the sea, created the land, created everything, they're even more afraid.
Amen.
Guess what? They didn't quit believing in their other 999,000 gods. But now they found out there's another one to make a mean.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they're going to fear him too.
Amen.
And especially since they see what's happening in the sea.
Right.
Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to Jonah, why hast thou done this? Have you ever been in trouble with God?
Amen.
Amen. It'd be better to be in trouble with your mom and dad.
Amen.
It'd be better to be in trouble with your boss.
Right.
It'd be better to be in trouble with your wife.
Right.
Or your husband. Amen.
Yeah.
But to be in trouble with God,
right.
To be in trouble with God, let me explain something to you. The sinner man, he's lost. He's already lost.
Amen.
The Bible tells me that God knows how to deliver the just, the righteous out of temptation.
Yes, sir.
And to reserve the ungodly to the day of judgment. Don't even fool with them. He's only dealing with us because He loves us, because He wants to get us saved, and He keeps us on the right track, and He'll punish us and correct us and chastise us, and He don't touch those sinners.
Right.
He ain't going to correct them and punish them. They're none of His.
Right.
He's already ripped them off. But they don't repent. Hear what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Right.
Jesus, the Word of God says, God looked around one day and He said, where did all these people come from? I created Adam, I created Eve, I had a few folks here. I turn around and the whole world should populate with people.
Amen.
They weren't His.
Right.
Now we know God created all beings, but He didn't claim them.
Yeah. Right.
They were none of His.
Yeah.
Right.
Now think about that. See, we're of God and He loves us. And we got the kind of God that don't just correct us because He's upset or He wants to take pleasure in correcting us, but He corrects us to prepare us for heaven.
Right.
He corrects us that we might be saved.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But why have you done this, Jonah? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord. Now, how did those mariners, those sailors, know that Jonah was running away from his God? Why? Because Jonah told him. Jonah told him. He said, hey, look, my God spoke to me, told me to go do a certain thing, and I decided I was going to do something else. I've done that before in my life with my natural parents. And I suppose I actually done that with God. Now, I tried to lie to Him, tell Him I wasn't. You know, I'm still doing Your will. I never really heard You. That was my imagination. And so I'm not listening to that voice. I'm going to go ahead and do what I want to do because You didn't speak to me in a voice. I didn't have no prophecy spoken over me. I didn't have somebody come speak tongues interpretation to me. That's just my own mind. Amen. You beware. When the Lord speaks to you, it's never going to be to your hurt.
Right.
It's always going to be, amen, for His glory. And it's going to be to help you.
Right.
Amen. And if you ignore that voice, that still small voice, voices.
Amen.
Voices. Hallelujah. Well, there's a lot of voices going on around here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And they're not all God.
Right.
Amen. Those voices are working up here in the head.
Yes, they are.
Why? Because we're in a spiritual warfare.
That's right.
We're not fighting against flesh and bone. We're fighting against principalities.
Right.
Were there principalities back in His day?
Mm-hmm.
There's more principalities today. We're fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yes. Yes.
The rulers of the darkness of the world. And the world looks upon us as nothing. But I'll tell you, we're fighting.
Yeah.
Amen. They might not know, per se, you by your physical appearance. But those devils know that we're fighting.
Right.
Amen. And those people that be in power, they may think as we is nothing, but we shake the earth.
Amen.
Yeah. Right.
Hear what I said.
Right.
We shake the earth.
Yes.
Amen. They're going to hear.
Yeah.
We are somebody, by the way.
Right.
Yes, sir.
We are special, by the way.
Amen.
We're the very elect of God.
Amen.
Amen. God's placed His Spirit in us.
Right.
The world's not worthy of us, not because of my flesh, right, but because of what God has done.
Right. Amen.
Amen. So never let the devil tell you you are nobody, because we're somebody's in Jesus Christ.
Right.
We don't get pride and puffed up and conceit. We have humility in knowing that God uses us.
Right, amen.
Amen. But I'm not going to let the devil lie to me and tell me God doesn't.
Right.
Because he's a liar. Yeah. Amen. I believe that Satan must have been kind of trying to influence Jonah back here. Why would a prophet of God do such a foolish thing? It wasn't the voice of God telling him not to obey God. Amen. Think about it. Amen. And they said unto him, what shall we do unto you? Amen. Now look at that. They're supposed to say, now you caused this trouble. Now we're in desperation here. Now what shall we do unto thee that the sea may be calm for us? Now who would have thought in this world today if the United States government's out there in one of those big ships? Amen. It's like an ocean. It's like a city out there. Amen. And they're being tossed to and fro and everything and they're about ready to sink. Now you think they'll gather all the people together and say, now who's against God in here?
Yeah,
sure. More likely, 99.9% of them against God in the there. And they're not going to try to get one scapegoat to take all the trouble of the rest of them and throw him overboard.
That's right.
Who would have even thought if I throw a man overboard, the sea will calm down? That's called sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Those who worship demons, amen, devils, Amen. False gods, when they wanted their crops to grow, they wanted the rain to come down and water their crops. Amen. There was a drought going on. They looked for the first virgin they could find. Amen. They was going to offer something pure and something undefiled. Amen. And this is going to commit a sacrilege and sacrifice a human being to a devil. Amen. But God doesn't accept that type of sacrifice. But you are a living sacrifice.
Yes.
You present your body unto God. And here it says, why have you done this? What can we do to calm this sea? And Jonah said unto them, now here's some bravery. Take me up and cast me forth into the sea. Did you read anywhere that Jonah was told by God, being out of the will of God, hey Jonah, let them throw you overboard. I already got a fish ready to catch you. I didn't read anywhere in that. As far as I know, Jonah feared he's going to drown. He didn't say, here, God's going to take care of me now, not disobeying. But he said, take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake, this great tempest is upon you. Jonah knew that he was guilty. Have you ever been in trouble with God? Amen. You know, we're being taught today of the love of God, and I praise God for it. We've been taught today about the grace of God, and I thank God for it. Amen. But I'm telling you today that God does not ignore sin.
That's right.
He doesn't ignore sin. Amen. Especially in His people. He'll reserve the wicked. He's going to punish them. He's going to pour it out on them. But us, we're special. We have His name. And He don't want us to be lost. And therefore, He's going to take time to beat us. Yes, he said, beat those fools while there's still hope. Amen. Youth is foolishness continuously. You must beat them, amen, that you may save their soul. That's in the natural. Now, if that's true in the natural with a youth, what is it when a person is born again as a baby in Christ?
Right.
Now, if you make a similar, God must have to chastise newborn babies. And how can he hear about a preacher? How can a preacher needs to be sent? Somebody's got to tell them. It ain't all sugar, and it ain't all ice cream, and it ain't all sweets. Amen. Jesus Christ was a man of sorrow.
Yes, he was.
He was acquainted with grief. Jesus Christ, though he were a son, yet he learned obedience through the things that he suffered.
Right.
This is not the message that people want to hear today.
Right.
But if you partake of His suffering, you'll also partake of His righteousness.
Yes. Right.
Amen. If you partake of His suffering, you'll reign with Him.
Amen.
There is peace, love, and joy in the Holy Ghost, but it's in the midst of your trials, your tribulations, and your persecutions.
Amen.
The trying of your faith is silver and gold through a furnace. I'm not going to lie to you. And these children need to know, and I know their father and mother's teaching them, amen, that this calling, amen, has suffering in it.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it has peace. Peace for the heart and the soul and for your eternity. Amen. It has joy in the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God moving upon you. Mm-hmm. And there's love. Greater love hath no man.
Right.
But I'm telling you, folks, that we're accounted as sheep for the slaughter.
Yeah.
We're killed all the day long.
What's this?
But yet we're more than conquerors to Him that loved us.
Amen.
Yes.
Because we're persuaded. Think of this, folks. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor principalities, nor powers, devils, nor angels, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature is going to be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus my Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. I hold that scripture. I believe that scripture.
Yes.
Amen. And you're going to need something to anchor your soul and hold on to in the midst of your trials and your tests and your troubles when there's no one else there. When David said, every man fled me. No man wanted anything to do with me. Same thing happened to Job. Amen. When the afflictions come upon him, no one wanted any part of that.
Yes.
Amen. Nevertheless, in verse 13, the men rowed hard to bring it to land. These men didn't know Jonah. Jonah was a passenger paid a wage to be on their ship. He's caused nothing but trouble. They've had to throw all their goods and their wares overboard. They're going to go bankrupt. And yet, as a heathen, They didn't want to throw that man in the ocean. Now they'll kill you for your shoes. You don't want to wear any of that good stuff because somebody's going to steal it from you. But here these men didn't want to see Jonah cast overboard. But they could not bring it to land, for the sea wrought against them and the tempest was against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord. Now they're going to cry unto Jonah's God, whom they know not. But they're going to cry unto him, the God of Jonah. We beseech you, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life. And lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it has pleased thee. Now they made a statement. Lord, we don't want to throw him overboard. If we have to throw him overboard, we don't want you to kill us because we're throwing the man of God overboard. But you know, it never mentions in these scriptures that these men ever come unto repentance, that these men ever turn to Jehovah God in the Old Testament, because we know that God had himself a people, and those people was through Abraham. And the only way you could be saved under that covenant, you had to be circumcised as a man, and you had to obey all the law of Moses.
Right.
Amen. And then your family could be sanctified under you. But you had to be adopted into that Jewish family. One of those tribes had to adopt you in there. Mm-hmm. That was the only plan of salvation for you in the Old Testament. And it was only a type and a shadow. It was only going to cover your sins, that when you died, you wouldn't have to go to a lake of fire.
Right.
But you would be able to go into the bosom of Abraham to wait for the promise of Jesus Christ to come and preach to you in prison and to bring you out of that captivity.
Right.
Because it wasn't meant that the blood of sheep and goats should take away your sins.
Right.
Therefore, God prepared himself a body.
That's right.
And through his blood is the remission of sin. But they cried unto the Lord. So they took up Jonah, and they cast him forth into the sea. Now, get it in your mind, a terrible storm's going on, and they've thrown everything overboard, the ship's ready to sink. They take Jonah up there, and they throw him overboard. And immediately the sea ceased from raging.
Mm.
Then the men feared God exceedingly, and they offered sacrifices unto the Lord and made vows.
Mm.
Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. Mm. Now scientists will tell you that the throats of those whales are so small that they can only sift through a little bit of microscopic stuff. They couldn't swallow, amen, even a big fish. But I'm telling you, God Almighty, hallelujah, mm-hmm. He made a particular well for a particular job.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Think about what I'm saying. Amen. Can God not do all things?
Yes, he can.
Now the Lord prepared a great fish and just swallowed Jonah.
Uh-huh.
Now I just wonder if it had its mouth open and as soon as he dropped him, it dropped right in there. Or did he have to fall down into the deep and the waves is all around him and everything is tying up down there and he was drowning. He was drowning until that fish was coming off.
Mm.
And Jonah was able to breathe air in that belly of that well. Think of that. Amen. Jonah was in real serious trouble.
Yes,
with God. The fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom.
Amen.
You want wisdom, you fear God. Hallelujah. Isn't this a good story?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. And it's real. This happened. This is not a fairy tale.
Right.
This took place.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm hoping that Jonah got his life all straightened out because he complained even after this was all over.
Uh-huh.
Even after he went to Nineveh. I'm going to practice that word. Nineveh. He did obey God later on. He did go to the city. And the city of one accord all came under repentance. Amen. And even the animals fasted. They all fasted. And then what happened with old Jonah? He got mad. He wanted God to destroy that city. Didn't have any care about thousands and thousands of human beings. Think of that. The man complained on. And then when he left the city and he was all hot and scorched, and God let a nice plant come up and cover over him, shade him, and make him feel good. And he felt still pretty good about himself. And then the Lord let it wither, and then Jonah got mad again. He was more upset over that plant, that leaf, than he was all those people being spared. Think of that. So I'm hoping that somewhere along the way, I don't hear more about him, I'm hoping to see Jonah over in heaven. I'm hoping to see Jonah over in heaven. Praise God. Amen. Jonah, then in chapter 2, Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, how? Out of the fish's belly. Will you pray? The Bible says there's going to come a time that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. They won't bend their knee now. They won't confess now. But in the great white throne of judgment, they're going to get a body and they're going to kneel and they're going to repent. And it's not going to do them any good.
Right.
Yeah.
As a tree falls, so shall it lie. Amen. If you die in sin, you're going to raise in sin.
Yes.
Right.
Amen. The Lord is just doing this as a formality. Amen. To pass the judgment. Amen. But they've been incarcerated ever since they died, and they've already begun their term of penalty before. But listen to this. Amen. Jonah, God bless God. And I can't. God bless God. How many times you said bless God? Who are we to bless God? We should say, God bless you. But the grace says, God bless you. God bless God that you are God. Amen. I give my praise and my worship and hopefully I can say I praise the Lord. And if it's possible to bless God, I want to do it.
Amen.
And Jonah prayed unto the Lord out of the fish's belly. And he said, I cried by reason of my affliction.
Right.
Now was this man afflicted? Mm-hmm. Unto the Lord. And he heard me out of the belly of hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I cried and he heard my voice. Now, it didn't tell me that Jonah had a lantern down there, that God had prepared this fish in a special way, that there was a nice room down there, and he had a lantern and a table, and he was taking his ease. Amen. The Word of God tells me he went inside of the guts of a belly of a whale. Amen. That whale would want to digest him. There was saliva down in that belly. Amen. There was acid down in that belly. Amen. His skin would have been ate up. He would have been to begin to be dissolved. Amen. He had slime all over him. It was completely, utterly, totally black. Amen. He couldn't see anything, but he felt weeds and stuff tied around his neck. I mean, what about insanity? What about going crazy? We talk about depression. We talk about, amen, darkness. Amen. This man was in the belly of a whale, and he couldn't even lose his mind. When you're in hell, you will not lose your mind.
Right.
You will still know who you are. You'll know where you are. And you'll know why you're there.
Right.
And you will be tormented. And you will gnaw your tongue. And you will weep and you will wail. But you won't go crazy.
Right.
You'll still be able to talk. You'll still be able to reason. You'll still be able to regret. See, you can't escape. There's no escape.
Right.
To the presence of God. Amen. And he cried out and he said, God heard him. For thou hast cast me into the deep in the midst of the sea, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves, they passed over me. He was cast into the ocean. The ocean, amen, overflowed him. And he was in trouble from the moment, amen, that he disobeyed God. He was troubled from the moment that he went in the opposite direction that the Lord told him to go. Amen. Amen. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. You think you can get away from God?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says you can go as high as the highest heaven, he's there. You can go to the deepest of hell, and he's there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get away from God.
Right.
And he said, I'm cast out of his sight. Yet will I look again towards his holy temple. Now, amen, I wonder if he knew what direction east was when he was in the belly of the whale. Amen, because don't you know, the Jews always turned towards Jerusalem. Amen, if it was east, north, south, or west, but they're going to turn from wherever they're at and they're going to turn towards Jerusalem. But the Word of God here says that Jonah, he turned towards the temple.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. The holy temple of God. He said, the waters compassed me about, even to the soul.
Oh.
The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. He could have screamed bloody murder and no one would have heard him. I bet you those sailors thought he was dead at the moment he hit the water. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me. Forever, yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption. Amen. We were in corruption.
Yes, we were.
Amen. This body is still corruptible.
Right.
But now, amen, we have this temple of God, that God dwells in these earthen vessels. And though this body is still corruptible, the glory is not of us. Therefore, the glory is of Him.
Right.
Amen. But Jonah said, you brought me up from corruption, O Lord my God, when my soul fainted within me. I remembered the Lord. Yeah, you get bad enough off.
Mm-hmm.
You'll remember the Lord.
Amen.
But don't let it be too late.
Right.
The Bible says that you continuously and forever ignore God, and in the day of your fear and in the hour of your calamity, He will laugh at you.
Amen.
Nobody wants to hear that. But you put off God long enough,
right,
and you grieve God long enough, there'll come a point that when you're in need of God, He will mock you.
Yeah.
And He will laugh at you. God have mercy. You don't want that to happen to me. Amen. Repent quick. Amen. If you're going to do something wrong and you did something, repent quick. And mean it. Mean it. Amen. Let God smite your heart and you tell the Lord you're sorry and you stop that sin of business. Amen. When my soul fainted, I remembered the Lord. And my prayer came in unto thy holy temple. Repent, turn away from your disobedience. That they observe lying vanities, forsake their mercy. Those that observe lying vanities, they will have no mercy. But now look at Jonah, finally. But I will sacrifice unto thee, Lord, with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord.
Amen.
Hear me. At some point, Jonah must have made some vows and promises to God. There's a scripture in the Bible that says it is not a sin not to make a vow unto God, but it's a sin if you make a vow and break it.
Right.
You better be careful what you promise God.
Right.
In my youth and my zeal, I promised Him all kinds of stuff. And then later I found out that He's going to hold me to it.
Right.
And I failed in those things.
Right.
And He punished me. And I got smarter. I don't loosely make a vow to God.
Right. Right.
I mean, you know, wisdom. Yeah, I love the Lord, but I'm just not going to go tell God that I'm going to promise Him this, 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 and this, and this. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say, if God wills,
amen,
I'll do this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. By God's mercy, I'm going to do this. But there will come a time you will vow. You'll never serve God without vowing.
Right.
You will make some promises. And you may slip up. But God will just get you right back into a place you can start learning and see if you can't keep it this time.
Right, man.
And if you don't keep it that time, you'll go through trouble again and you'll go and you'll have to try it again. Amen. God's going to hold you to your word.
Yes, He will.
Think of that. And no matter how old you get, you can't get to a point you think, well, I've made it now. I'm old enough and God was going to, everything's cool. And the Lord spake unto the fish, because Jonah said, I will pay my vow. And the fish vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Now, I can see that will come up first sliding up on that beach, and I can see him just throwing Jonah up. Now, was he a mess or was he a mess? He had been, but I bet you, I mean, my God, he had to be said, hallelujah! I'm going to keep every promise God I ever made to you. But after all that man had no mercy. He hadn't learned his lesson even yet. He was out of the well. He was out of the belly. Amen. God had to keep working with him. Amen. Jonah cried out of the belly of hell, I will pay my vow. Lord, I'll keep my promise. I'll go do what you asked me to do. I'll go to that city that I can't pronounce. Nineveh.
Nineveh.
Let's take away from that word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Nineveh. Hallelujah. God have mercy. Right. Jonah cried out of the belly of the well, I'll pay my vow. Let me tell you something, folks. Every one of us in this room tonight have made vows to God. We have. And the biggest vow I think most of us probably made was that we will serve you, Lord, the rest of our life.
Right.
We will serve you in the good times and the bad.
Right.
Amen. We'll stick there, amen, when everybody else flees. We'll be the man, amen, that doesn't desert you.
Right.
Those are bold vows.
Yes, they are.
And you can only be fulfilled by you being humble and meek and by you walking with God. And then you're going to have to say that God did it, not yourself.
Right.
Amen. Because if you think you're doing it, you're going to be in trouble again. Are you in trouble with God right now? Say that. Have you ever been in trouble with God? Are you in trouble right now? This very minute. Are you in trouble? It is a fearful thing to be on God's bad side. To know His displeasure. Jesus said, unless you repent, you will perish. Amen. Friends, hell is a real place. Amen. If you're not, if you are out of the will of God, you're in serious trouble with God. It's a terrible thing for whom we have to deal with. The apostles, the saints, the great men of God. Anytime the Lord manifested Himself to them, they fell flat on their faces, dead.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. These men were righteous men. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, they didn't stand there and talk to God just, hey, buddy, how's the things going? Moses said, I do exceedingly fear and quake.
That's right.
Amen. I mean, he was afraid. I'll tell you something. The closer you get to God and the more God you have in you, the more you'll be afraid of Him.
Yeah.
Amen. Not the type of fear that He's going to kill you. But you're going to have fear and honor and respect.
Right.
And you're going to fear for your life too.
Right.
Amen. To say I don't fear God in that way. Just let me get down there as low as I can get down there. Hallelujah. Amen. And just bury my face. And by the glory of God, if He would just touch me and sit me up straight, then I'll be a happy man. Or He might just let me wallow down there a little bit and say, okay, I'm going to get you straight here, boy. You know what I'm trying to tell you? Amen. To whom much is given, much is required. Do you hear me? Do not be many masters,
right,
for greater is the condemnation.
That's the truth.
For he, amen, that does not offend by his tongue, the same as a perfect man, he's able to bridle his whole body. I think Jonah might have a little trouble in that area too. Amen. Let's stand. There's only one way to be saved. There is only one way to make it to heaven. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, I am the door. Amen. There is no other way. And God give us, amen, salvation. He gives us the plan. Amen. And it starts with repentance. Do you hear me?
Right.
It starts with repentance. If a man can't, or a woman can't humble themselves before God, if they can't bend the knee to the Lord God Almighty, if they can't say, I'm sorry, if they can't, amen, turn from their evil ways, then they will never hear God say, well done, my good and faithful servant.